I know. I've been harping on this business about details for so long now that another Here's a Thought commentary on details might be a little bit too much. But I have one more. And I'm titling this Here's a Thought, Details and the Inverse Square Law. Now, I'm assuming that you know what the inverse square law is, but that could be a problem for those of you who don't, so let me briefly explain it. It's most frequently found in photography relative to lighting. And the way the inverse square law works is that if you move a light twice as far away, the amount of light that strikes the subject is reduced to one quarter the amount. And that's called the inverse square law. Whatever factor you use in moving distance also decreases the properties, light or whatever, by 1/2. I know, math. It's forgive me. I didn't mean to talk math. But the inverse square law has to do with more than light. I first learned the inverse square law when it came to audio recording. Because the same thing happens with microphones, strangely enough. If you move a microphone twice as far away, the amount of sound it will receive is 1/4 the amount. The inverse square law shows up in all kinds of places. And curiously enough, it shows up in the rendition of detail. If showing maximum detail is important for you, then understanding the inverse square law becomes important. For example, if you measure the distance between your camera and an object you're photographing, it'll show so much detail at that distance. If you move the distance twice as far away, you will show 1/4 as much detail. It's the inverse square law all over again. So if you want to show more detail, which a lot of photographers seem to want to do, then we need to be very critical with the distance that we are away from the subject and get as close as we possibly can, because the closer you get, the more detail you will reveal, which is so obvious I feel silly even saying it. But if maximum detail is what you're interested in, that's probably one of the most important things you can control. Yes, the highest quality lens. Yes, the most stable tripod you can possibly manage. Yes, techniques that minimize or eliminate camera vibration. But all of that is secondary to the distance you are from the subject you're photographing. And if you can move a little closer, you will find that you render an appreciable amount of increased detail. I bring all this up because I don't think this is the way most of us tend to think. When we think about rendering detail in our photographs, we probably think about f-stops and shutter speeds and camera vibration and the quality of the optics that we're using and which is the sharpest aperture in our lens. All those are contributing factors to how sharp a photograph will be. But my contention is the distance away you are is the most important criteria. And if I'm interested in getting the sharpest possible result that I can, I would much rather use an okay lens and get twice as close than I would use a spectacular lens at a greater distance. It's just a question of which has the most impact on the quality of the details that you render. And distance is the most important criteria of all. That may seem incredibly obvious, even intuitive, but it's amazing how many photographers don't think this way in the field. And depending on how far away your subject is, even a foot or two closer can make a substantial difference in how much detail gets rendered. Now, if you're photographing a distant landscape, probably not. But if you're photographing a distant landscape with a long telephoto zoom lens, that might give you more visible detail than standing back with a shorter focal length. I guess another technical way of thinking about it optically is that the amount of detail rendered is a function of the image magnification. And the more you magnify something, just like with a magnifying glass or a microscope, the more you magnify it, the more detail you can see. And scrunching a huge landscape into a 24 by 36 millimeter sensor is the opposite of a magnification. You're doing a tremendous reduction and reducing detail simultaneously. We may not like the mathematics or the reality of the implications of the inverse square law, but it rules so much of what we photographers do or want to do with our photographs.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.